You might remember a couple of weeks ago, I was talking to people from Social Entrepreneurs Ireland, and they were looking for submissions for people looking for help and funding towards social entrepreneurs. Now, one of those people that I've managed to get through and have actually won an award was Clara Clark, and she set up Cycling Without Age. Now, Clara, what exactly is Cycling Without Age?
Okay, well, just to clarify, we didn't win an award, well, we'd love to, but we didn't from Social Entrepreneurs Ireland, but we have been accepted onto their academy program, and we got one of 15 places out of over 200 applicants, so we're very pleased about that.
Brilliant.
So back to your question, Fiona, Cycling Without Age, and that's cyclingwithoutage.ie, is about slow cycling. It's a specially designed rickshaw bicycle imported from Copenhagen, and it takes residents of nursing and care homes out for slow cycling spins in their neighbourhood.
Yeah, so this really does answer a social need. It's getting people out and about. But it's also, I suppose you've aimed it at nursing homes and that, because often these people mightn't be able to get out themselves on a regular basis and they need the social interaction of getting out.
Yeah, it's just the feeling. I mean, if you go into a nursing home, you give up a lot. You give up your independence, you give up your mobility, you give up your freedom. And unless somebody actually comes and takes you out, then you don't really get out.
Yeah.
And Cycling Without Age is a rickshaw bike designed especially with seat belts and with all kinds of things, even wheelchair-bound people, people who have no mobility, and unsighted people, and all kinds of issues can ride safely in the rickshaw bike, because there's two seats at the front and a pilot who's the cyclist at the back. And it's called slow cycling because it'll take you for a pedal spin around your area. So if you've got a park or a path by the sea or a river or a lake or quiet off roads, that's really where we like to take people. And we go at about 9-10k an hour.
Yeah, so that's a nice so that's a nice kind of speed, so you're not just flying through everywhere. They can sit
chat. It's not a destination bike.
Yeah.
You're not going anywhere in particular. You are out for the experience of being in the fresh air. And the catchphrase for Cycling Without Age is feel the wind in your hair. And it gives an experience that just you cannot give without the rickshaw bike.
Yeah.
And we've demonstrated this. And I've just come back from Copenhagen, where we held a summit, a gathering of all the Cycling Without Age people from all over the world. And we did a day trip with 15 rickshaw bikes. And we took residents of a nursing home way out for a trip, including a picnic lunch. And some of them were very disabled and wheelchair bound. One lady was very old and blind. And we had the most wonderful day taking them out, and they had the most amazing experience.
Yeah, and I suppose in a way it kind of brings you back, or brings them back to their youth as well, because a lot of those people of a certain age, that's how they would have got about, was by bicycle.
Absolutely. And many people, if not most people, cycled at least when they were children. And many of the older people would have cycled as a matter of course, because there weren't so many cars and things, and public transport's an issue in the country. And so cycling was an experience they've all had. And that's something they've had to give up as they've got older, and particularly if they're in a nursing home.
Yeah.
So we, Cycling Without Age, brings that experience to the residents.
Yeah.
And the way that can be done is, well, there's two ways of getting a Cycling Without Age rickshaw bicycle. One is for the nursing home to contact us, that's cyclingwithoutage.ie, and they could buy their own bicycle for their own residents. But we've discovered something else, Fiona, and that is companies are very interested in buying a bike, sponsoring the bike, donating it to the nursing home of their choice, and sending their staff as part of their CSR, this Corporate Social Responsibility Program. That
Brilliant.
Most companies have.
And I suppose, in a way, would there be a place on the bike then where they could have a bit of advertising, you know,
to say that they're sponsoring it? We try and keep the branding to the Cycling Without Age branding.
Yeah.
But there is a space at the back of the passenger box, or you could attach a little pennant flag if the company wanted a logo. But already we have three companies who signed up to buy bikes and donate 4 bicycles in total, and we've had several other inquiries. Now, we only launched in Ireland last week.
Yes, I see that. It was the 13th of June. Yes.
And since then, we've been avalanched with inquiries from all over Ireland. And so I'm just trying to meet that need at the moment in terms of responding to people.
Yeah, because I suppose, like, you did launch it, you launched in Dublin, but yes. This is something that can be done throughout the country.
And we've had inquiries, and Cork, there's a bike in Cork has been sponsored, well, it's in Clonakilty in County Cork. They've started a chapter, and we've had inquiries from Sligo, from Leitrim, from Kilkenny, from Wexford. So we're getting inquiries from all over the place. And my role now, this is a voluntary activity, yeah. Just to clarify, I'm selling nothing, Fiona, so just for your listeners. But my role is to coordinate the whole programme for the moment in Ireland until it gets established.
Yeah, and this has been established in...
Oh, Ireland is the 28th country in the world. I mean, this is well established abroad, yeah. In many other countries. And at the summit, there were people from Singapore, Australia, Canada, Switzerland, Germany, Norway, Spain. I mean, you know, rickshaw bikes are going to Argentina and Mexico this month.
Yeah, so it's a well-established program. It's something, yes. That definitely works, and it definitely does bring a social advantage to those. Because there are a lot of people that, for whatever reason, they don't have visitors in the nursing home.
Yeah. And busy families, you know, their kids are busy, everybody's busy. But if the nursing home has a rickshaw bike, and if local pilots can be trained, the cyclist pilots can be trained to use the bike, and then all you want is just a panel of people that the nursing home can call on, or that the pilots themselves phone up and say, listen, I'm free for an hour on Thursday. Can I come and take some people out?
Yeah.
And, you know, even 20, 30 minutes on the bike has the most amazing effect on people.
I can imagine it would, because I know in nursing homes there isn't actually an awful lot for them to do. Some nursing homes would be better than others. They spend a lot of time sitting in chairs,
I fear, yeah. too. But the thing is, I mean, I took an elderly lady out, and when I dropped her back, it was a short run because I was only demonstrating it to the nursing home, and when I dropped her back, the carer who came with her said, send me an email saying, I haven't heard Patricia laugh like that in months.
Yeah.
And I took an elderly man about whom I knew nothing out, and when I dropped him back, he chatted to me the whole way around. He asked questions, he pointed things out, he was completely sort of tuned in and firing on all cylinders. When I dropped him back and I said, he'll remember, you know, he'll tell the others, and the lady said, he won't remember it. And it registered then, Fiona, that it didn't matter.
Yes.
While that man was in the rickshaw with me, his brain was really going. He had serious dementia,
yeah.
which I didn't know, because he gave no indication of that.
And I suppose he was living in the moment. And
living in the moment is exactly what it does.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what the rest of you are. One man we took from a nursing home out, and he was wonderful, and his son phoned up, and so the mobile phone goes off, and we're trundling along, and I'm pedalling the bike, and he answers the phone, and the son says, Dad, where are you? And he says, I'm out cycling. This man is 85 and he can't walk anymore.
Oh, yeah. But that must be great for the families as well.
And his son said, you're doing what? So that's the impact it has. You know, it even amazes the carers and the families.
Yeah. So now, if somebody wanted to get involved in this, whether they are a nursing home themselves or whether they're a company that would like to sponsor a bike, how do they go about getting involved?
Okay. The first thing is the website is cyclingwithoutage.ie. Now, I manage that website, so that's the Irish website. Or they can email me, Clara, C-L-A-R-A, at Clara Clark, C-L-A-R-A, C-L-A-R-K, no E, .ie.
Yeah.
But cyclingwithoutage.ie, and scroll down and my name, Clara Clark, appears, and that'll send an email to me if you click on it.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely fantastic. I really, really do. And I would love to see in the nursing homes around here. It's just to get people out and about, some fresh air.
And it's so beautiful in Connemara, wouldn't it be just heavenly to get out and about there?
Do they have any like canopy roof cover?
Yes, oh yes. The bike now comes with a canopy and a really snug, fully waterproof rain cover that's fleece on the inside and showerproof, rainproof on the outside.
Yes,
because so they're fully covered.
Yeah, because I was thinking of that because as we were talking before we came on, the weather here, well, in the whole of Ireland, isn't always trusting.
I went in the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Dublin where it rained for hours and hours and hours and hours, and I had to sit on the bike for hours and hours and hours, and I was warm and dry. And the other thing is that wheelchair-bound people, people with no mobility, if they can be sort of literally lifted, you know, by a carer from the wheelchair, you don't have to step up into the model that we've got, which is the Trio bike, T-R-I-O. Yes. So if people look up Trio bike, T-R-I-O bike in Copenhagen, that model means you can literally step from the ground, put your bottom on the seat, and then so you don't need to step up. So for even very frail people,
it's easy to mount onto the bike, yeah. But that is important because a lot of people in nursing homes, they wouldn't be the most mobile people in the world, which is the whole point of it.
That's the whole point. And that's what we noticed on the trip just during last week to the Denmark nursing home. We took a lot of very frail people out. I mean, they were very frail, they were very old. Several of them had came out of wheelchairs and straight onto the bikes. And no problems. And we're able to spend the whole day with us cycling. We did 40 kilometres.
Wow. So I presume...
It was a full day trip and was up and down hills. I was one of the pilots. I remember all about it.
That's the thing. For the pilot, do you need to be fairly fit?
No, because it comes... First of all, if you like riding a bike, it's fine.
Yeah.
And secondly, it comes with a battery pack. So for hills and for the extra weight in the front and for getting up and over humps and bumps, there is a battery pack, and it's like a throttle on a motorbike, and you just use that for any hills or if you're meeting resistance. So, in fact, there's very little effort from the pilot's point of view.
Brilliant. Clara, thank you so much for coming on and telling us. I hope that people do take up on this, because to me it sounds fantastic. And I hope that you're going to be very, very busy organising them.
Thank you, so do we.
Yeah. Well, thank you. And I'm going to keep an eye on this and see does anything come up locally about it.
Okay. Actually, if you send me an email, Fiona, I'll have your email address and then we can, I'll put you on the database. And anybody who expresses an interest, I add them to the database of emails and then you'll get updates and photographs and telling you what's happening as the whole programme rolls out around Ireland.
Brilliant. Okay, Clara, thank you very much for coming
on. Thanks a lot.
Bye now. Bye-bye. I think it's an absolutely brilliant idea, and I would love to see the nursing homes around here get involved. And as she says, it doesn't have to be the nursing home themselves that buy it. If you're a company and you want to sponsor it, she didn't go into how much it costs or anything like that, but you could look it up. It's cyclingwithoutage.ie, and you'll get all the information there.